今天的经文是在路加福音第七章，新约圣经路加福音第七章。
You can find the scripture in the New Testament, the book of Luke, chapter 7, verses 1 through 10.
四福音书的其中一个福音书。
So it's one of the four Gospels.
第七章的第一节到十节这样说。
Chapter 7, verses 1 through 10.
耶稣对百姓讲完了这一切的话，就进了加百农。有一个百夫长所宝贵的仆人害病快要死了，百夫长闻分耶稣的事，就托犹太人的几个长老去求耶稣来救他的仆人。他们到了耶稣那里，就切切地求他说，你给他行这事是他所配得的，因为他所爱的我们的百姓给我们建造会堂。耶稣就和他们同去，离那家不远，百夫长托几个朋友去见耶稣，对他说，主啊，不要劳动，因你到我舍下，我不敢当，我也自以为不配去见你，只要你说一句话，我的仆人就必好了。因为我在人的权下，也有兵在我以下，对这个说去他就去，对那个说来他就来，对我的仆人说你做这事，他就去做。耶稣听见这话，就稀奇他，转身对身边的众人说，我告诉你们，这么大的信心就是在以色列中我也没有遇见过。那托来的人回到百夫长家里，看见仆人已经好了。我们把下面的时间交给满仓弟兄。
Now we're going to give the following time to Elder Mantan.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
今天要给大家分享就是有关于信心。
Today I'm going to share about faith.
我想我们一听说到圣经里边这个信心伟人的时候，我们都会想到谁呢？想到这个亚伯拉罕，是吧？
When we think about great heroes of faith in the Bible, who is the first person that comes to our mind?
我们也会知道那个希伯来书第十一章，就是刚才明奇提到那一连串的这个信心伟人。
So we also will think about in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, let's talk about a whole list of the heroes of faith.
相比之下呢，就是福音中所提到这个百夫长的这个信心呢，我想我们比较很少提到。
By comparison, this centurion in this gospel book was less well known.
可是刚才在这个读圣经的时候，大家有没有提到，就说这个耶稣呢对百夫长的信心都感到稀奇。
And have you noticed just now when we were reading the Bible, we realized that Jesus actually was amazed at this centurion's faith.
对啊，在这个圣经里边，就是对让耶稣感到稀奇的事情并不是很多，对吧
？And actually in the Bible, there were many things that were amazing to Jesus.
所以说，耶稣也称赞百夫长的信心。
And Jesus also praised the faith of the centurion.
并且说他这个信心呢是在以色列中也很少见过的。
And he even said that he has not found any faith as greater than the faith of the centurion.
那么是什么因素就是让那个百夫长他有这么大的信心呢
？What causes this centurion to have such great faith?
所以他的身上有哪些品格值得我们学习，值得我们这个效法呢
？So what characters does he have that's worthy of our modeling after?
那么做我们基督徒人格怎么样建立我们的信心
？And how do we as Christians establish our faith?
并且能够在我们这个日常的生活中能够应用出来
？And even to apply such faith in our daily lives.
我想这些都是我们应该好好深思的。
So this is something that we really need to think seriously about.
那么我们以下呢就从这些经文里边就是来就是看这个百夫长信心，看从我们怎么能够从他身上学习。
Now, from the scriptures, we would like to learn and to learn about how to follow the centurion about his faith.
首先呢，我们知道从这经文可以看出，这个百夫长是一个有爱心的人。
First, we can see from the scripture that the centurion is a man of love.
他的爱心呢，是表现在就是两个方面。
And there's two aspects of his love that's represented here.
第一个就是他爱他的仆人。
First, he loves his servant.
这边这个提到就是他这个仆人呢是一个百夫长所重用的。
Here in the Bible says that this servant was somebody who was highly valued.
对，就是这个重要，好像就是我们，我觉得翻译不是那太确切，英文就是 valued highly， 就是你要看希伯来文的话，他说这个意思呢，就是说是有这么几个方面。
So in the Chinese translation was not quite to the point, but in English it says that this servant was valued highly. In the Hebrew, there's a few descriptions of this.
对，希伯来人他说这个是有价值的，这个有珍贵的，是尊贵的。
So this is something of value, is precious, is honorable.
所以这句话确切的意思就是说，这个仆人呢是在这个百夫长的眼里边呢。他看起来呢是所有价值的。
So that means that this servant in the eye of the centurion is valuable.
就在他眼里边看为是贵重的。
So for him, he regards the servant as honorable.
就是说他对待每一个人呢，他看着每一个人都觉得他是有价值的。
Because the centurion thinks everyone is valuable.
因为我们知道这个百夫长呢，他是罗马军队的军官。
So we know that the centurion is one of the officers under the Roman Empire.
在这罗马当时就在这个当地呢，他是这个统治者，对吧？
And the Roman Empire is the ruling country.
所以他是有很高的这个地位，也有很高的身份。
So they have really high positions.
他不仅仅是和当地的犹太人相比，不仅仅是高于这个优越这个犹太人。
So essentially, compared to a local Jews, he is of a high position.
更不要说是对这个奴仆了。
Not well along his position over his servant.
但是这个罗马帝国呢，在当时是那个时候是最强盛的国家。
Roman Empire is was the greatest country in the world at that point.
统占了这个亚洲还有这个非洲，还有这个欧洲所有大部分地区。
So occupied the large land in Europe, in Asia, and Africa.
所以罗马公民在那个时候呢，就比较其他的这个国家的这个居民就有比较更大的这个特权。
So Roman citizens actually has a lot more privileges over citizens of other countries.
所以你看这个新约在使徒行传就记载于好多的这些犹太人呢，也加入了这个罗马公民。
So in the book of Acts, we know that many Jewish people actually applied to become Roman citizens.
我们知道这个保罗呢，他也就是因为他也是一个罗马公民。
And we know Paul, by birth, he is a Roman citizen.
所以他有什么优权？当时在被抓的时候呢，就是在这个菲律宾做监牢的时候，他提到他是这个罗马公民所以那些这官吏就害怕，就把他放了。
When he was arrested in the Philippi and he was going to be imprisoned, he mentioned that he was a Roman citizen and actually the officers were afraid, so they actually let him free.
还有一次他是被关在这个耶路撒冷的兵营里边。
And one other time he was actually imprisoned in the barricade of Jerusalem.
当时就是被他绑起来要打他的时候呢，他提到他是罗马人。
And he was going to undergo flogging and interrogation, but then he also mentioned that he's a Roman citizen.
所以千夫长这个和军官马上就把他给放掉了。
So the officers also are afraid, and then they also set him free.
所以这个罗马的士兵呢，在这个犹太这个地方也有很大的特权。
So the Roman soldiers in the area of Judea also has a lot of privileges.
所以。据说是当时这个罗马士兵他在路上走路看见任何一个犹太人，他说我的行李让你拿下，你就给他拿上，帮他走一里路。
So why not for Roman soldiers in the area, if they see a random person on the road who is Jewish, they can just grab the person and ask the person to carry their luggages for them.
对啊，如果说一个国家被外强统治呢，这个国家居民的地位应该是很低的。
So the country was ruled by another country, then the citizens of the first country was of low position.
你会受奴役会受压迫，还会受屈辱。
Enslaved or oppressed or insulted.
这就要想到这个，其实我们现在都没有经历，但是我就想到我们中国被日本占领这个占领期间。
Right now, many of us may not have experienced that, but that let me thought of the time when Japanese invaded China.
我在那个时候是我们中国人在日本人的眼里边是很没有地位的。
At that time, Chinese under Japanese occupation have very low position.
所以那个时候的日本在中国的地上是烧杀掳掠，就任意妄为。
So the Japanese soldiers in Chinese land actually did whatever they want.
我记得我很小时候在地常常听我们村里边人就讲。
So when I was growing up in China, I often heard about stories.
他说在我们村住的不远的一个村子边，大概那个村里大概有1000多人。
At that point, a neighboring village, which has about 1,000 people, right next to ours.
然后就有几个日本士兵就到这个村里边，不知道去干什么去。
Some Japanese soldiers went to the village for some things.
有一个日本兵呢，就走得比较慢，就掉队了。
So one of the soldiers walked too slow, so that he actually got lost.
那么村里边这个年轻人就把这个日本兵给打死了。
So the young man in that village killed that soldier.
然后呢，结果这个日本兵他们就发现以后，他们就又回来了。
So that the rest of the Japanese soldiers found out about that, so then they came back to that village.
他们回来以后，他们做什么事情呢
？What did they do?
他们就把所有的人都集中到一个场地里面。
They collected all men together.
就把男的站在一边，女的站在一边。
So separate the men and the women.
就用机枪把这个男人全部这个男的全部打死了。
对呀 ，they actually gunned down all of the men。
所以就说那个村子里边这个男的，就是说以后都是从外地来的。
Therefore, from that point, we knew that any man that lived in that village are actually not from that village, from
his. 所以日本人当时敢那样做，因为什么呢
？What makes Japanese soldiers not afraid of anything or did things like that?
因为他们是这个。战胜者，他们觉得他们是统治者。
Because they're the winners, they think that they're the rulers.
他觉得中国人根本就在他们眼里边真的不值钱。
In their eyes, they feel like the lives of the Chinese people are worth nothing.
你死一个中国人，可能就像死一个蚂蚁一样。
So if they kill a Chinese, it's as if they kill an ant.
你想想，那在几千年前，这个罗马人确实当时的罗马军队也是很凶猛的。
So a few thousand years back, in the Roman Empire, their soldiers are also very strong.
也是很残忍的。
And they're also very cruel.
他们在以色列，他们也是战胜者，他们也是统治者。
In the land of Israel, they are the winners. They are the rulers.
这个我们讲的这个百夫长呢，他是罗马一个军官。
So the centurion is actually a Roman soldier.
他百夫长就是管100个人。
The centurion rules 100 people.
那么100人就是相当于。我不知道，我想想，可能相当于这个一个连吧，对吧
？So 100 people is about equivalent to a Chinese unit.
对，就是，但是我知道，就是说，在我们小的时候常听我们说，我们是一个县，但一个县城有多少日本人管呢
？So when we were little, we live in a county, and the county was under the ruling of Japanese.
听说只有20-30个日本兵就可以管整个一个县。
So actually about 20 to 30 Japanese soldiers can rule an entire county.
所以这个百夫长呢，他这个管100个人呢，住在一个地方，我想也是这个当地这个小百加百农也是一个很有权势的人。
So for a centurion to be in that place to rule over 100 people, we can see that the city of Capernaum is not a small one.
但是呢，他没有说他自己是高高在上，看不起犹太人。
But he didn't hold that position, a high position, and then look down on Jewish people.
但是相反，他是为一个这个仆人的这个病而着急。
On the contrary, he actually was worried about one of the servants.
为这一个仆人的病而担心。
And it's just the sick servant is enough to make him worry.
这个仆人病了就赶紧求医治。
So for the servant, he went to ask for healing from Jesus.
这看见就是他对这个仆人的关心和爱。
So we can see that how much he actually cared for and loved the servant.
就其实当时呢，还是从另外一个，当时属于这个奴隶社会。
And we know that society is a society of slavery.
所以这个奴仆呢，实际上也是一个奴隶啊。
So the servant is equivalent to a slave.
所以奴仆呢，在当时的地位是非常低下的。
So the servant actually has a very low position.
实际上就是他们实际上就像这个牲口一样，可以随便买卖。
And they're even just like animals, you can buy them or sell them.
还有就是说如果这个平常将来你从这个在马太福音的话，就会看到就是说这个仆人所得的病呢，他是瘫痪病。
And from the book of Matthew, we know that the servant actually was paralyzed.
你作为瘫痪的瘫痪变根本就没有价值了。
We can see that a paralyzed servant actually is of no value.
所以这个作为摆放的完全可以把它就是说扔掉或丢掉就不管了。
So the centurion actually has the authority to just get rid of him.
可以再买一个或者是更加的好的身体好的一个仆人。
So he could easily just buy another person who's a lot stronger and a lot more useful.
但是这个摆放长没有那么做。
But the centurion did not do that.
他却为了这个仆人来求耶稣。
He actually asked Jesus for the servant.
所以我们想想，如果这摆放长他没有爱心。
So we know that if the centurion does not have love,
他不会管这么一个奴仆。
He will not care so much for the servant.
他没有这爱心，他不会管这个别人的死活。
So if he is not loving, he will not care about how other people feel.
他没有爱心，他不会放下他这个身份来求这个耶稣。
If he does not have love, he will not lower his position and ask a healing for his servant.
所以就从这件小事情，我们会看见这个百夫长他这个内心里边对这个。别人这个深深的爱。
So from this example, you can see how much he actually deeply loves others.
也就看见他对这个生命的尊重。
And also we can see that how much he actually respects life.
所以我说一个人如果心里边有爱，他才会对生命的尊重。
So if a person has love, he will respect life.
因为这种爱呢是这个对人就是宽广的爱。
So this love is a broad sense of love.
不论你是贫穷还是富足
It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor
不论你是健康还是疾病
And it doesn't matter if you're healthy or you're in sickness
这是我想起这个好像这个婚礼上面这个誓言
It sounds kind of like the one we have at the wedding house
对就是还有就是不论是这个就是你是熟悉的还是陌生的
No matter you're the person that I know or you're a stranger
我们都会去爱
And we will love
我现在在这个世界上，我们人常常是眼光是往上看，对吧
？However, we know that most of the people in this world actually look up.
我们都会关顾注重这些身份地位比我们高的人。
You pay attention to or you care for people who are of higher position.
这因为这样做可能会给我们带来好处。
Because when we do that, we may get benefits from it.
可是这个百夫长呢，却关心了他的仆人。
However, this centurion cares for his servant.
一个没有地位，一个没有价值的人。
Care for someone who has no positions and not even is of value.
所以我想，我们也常常讲爱心。
We often talk about love.
所以我们有没有想想我们自己有没有就是爱那些我们觉得好像不值得爱的人
？Do we often think about if we love those who are not worthy of being loved?
或者我们有没有爱那些我们觉得好像惹我们生气的人
？Do we love those whom we think make us angry？
就是讲个小故事，就是说有一个牧师，他到这个餐厅去吃饭。
I'm gonna tell you a little story. A pastor went to a restaurant.
他和他妻子都很饿。
He and his wife both went and they were both very hungry.
可是那个饭菜呢，迟迟就没有上来。
However, the dishes arrived very slowly.
当这个等了好半天，结果那个饭菜端上来了。
So they waited for a long time and finally the dishes came.
结果发现菜又上错了。
They found out that it was wrong dish.
结果把菜上回去，然后又再重新做，最后就让他们等了很长时间。
So they sent it back and then they waited for another long period of time for their own dishes.
在结账的时候呢，最后账单上呢是30块美金。
So when at the end when the bill comes, it was $30.
那么这个时候就要付小费，你觉得如果是你的话，你应该付多少小费啊
？So how much of a tip are you going to pay if it were you？
我在想，就是我一看，我说我大概付个3块钱吧。
So I thought that for me, maybe I'll pay $3.
对，因为为什么呢？因为是10%嘛，对吧
？Why? Because it's 10%.
一般标准的是15%。
Usually you pay 50%.
他这个服务不好，我想给他这么好的话，给他10%应该是不错了。
So well, the service is not that good. So then I think I'm gonna just give him a discount and pay 10%.
可是在这个牧师拿到账单的时候，他也在想。
However, the pastor received the bill, and he was thinking.
他觉得这么好，有可能不付他也可以。
Well, you feel that while this service is bad, then maybe I shouldn't be giving any tips.
但他觉得想想就说，有可能就是说这个厨房也许这个厨师做菜有什么就是可能做事的时候有厨师，大概也许是厨师错误是吧
？Well, you feel that well, maybe it's a mistake made by the chef.
也是厨师因为忙，可能是把它弄错了。
Maybe they're just so busy that they made a mistake.
也许服务员可能也许服务员错吧，也服务员有可能家里边有什么事情，也许让他这个弄错了。
Maybe the waitress was encountering some difficulties at home, and she just was mindless.
所以他就就写了20块的小费。
So the pastor actually gave $20 of tips.
其实呢，就是这个原来是发现，就这个服务员呢是故意要涨这个牧师的。
And later he realized that the waitress actually was trying to play tricks to the pastor.
他是在另外一家教会聚会。
Because this waitress went to a different church.
他感觉那个教会就伤害了他，他就再不去教会了。
Because she felt that the church actually hurt her greatly, therefore she stopped going to church.
所以她就在服务的时候，刚听别人说，那个人是个牧师。
And then she learned that this person was a pastor and she was serving them.
她就有气，她就故意要长这位牧师。
So she was angry, that's why she was purposely doing that to them.
结果就是这个牧师就通过小费呢，让这个服务员就深受感动。
Through the amount of tips, the waitress learned the love of the pastor.
所以这个牧师的爱心呢，就感动了他，让他又重新回到教会。
So the love of the pastor actually touched the heart of the waitress, and then she actually ended up returning to church.
所以就是我们的爱，是不是你爱那些我们常常觉得我们觉得他可爱的人
？So do we just love those who we think are lovable?
我们有没有爱那些我们觉得不可爱的人
？Do we love those whom we think are not lovable？
那么我们看看这个百夫长呢，其实也就是一个有爱心的人。
So following the example of the centurion, we know that he was a man of love.
那么百夫长他两个爱呢，他体现在什么地方呢
？The second aspect of his love it was presented here.
他是爱百姓。
And he loves his people.
那这边也提四到五节提到，就是说他是爱。这个长老说他爱我们的人民。
Because the elders told Jesus that the centurion loves them.
这个有几个我们知道这是几个长老来求这个求耶稣。
So we know that a few elders went to Jesus.
这发现这是在犹太人中间是很不寻常的，对吧
？And this is actually rarely seen in Jew.
因为我们知道就是罗马人他是侵略者。侵略者。
We know that the Romans, they are the invaders.
并且他们按道理说应该是敌人，对吧
？And they are actually enemies of Jewish people.
但是这个以色列长老来为这个百夫长求。
However, the Jewish elders came and to ask for the healings for the centurion.
就说明这个他这个长老对这个百夫长的这个印象是。非常的好。
You can see that the elders actually have respect for the centurion.
他们关系也不一般。
And they have a good relationship.
另外，我们要知道，就是说这个，按理来说，就是这个百夫长在当地有很高的这个权力，对吧？有很高的这个权力。
So we know that the centurion has a lot of power over these people.
但是呢，他要是说让耶稣来的话，他也可以用这个就是说命令的这个形式让耶稣来。
So he could actually easily just order against their will to come to see Jesus.
对，但是就说这个他是要去通过这个百夫长去求耶稣，去求耶稣。
But the centurion asked the elders to help him to see Jesus.
对，还有就是说我们通过他这个去帮助这个当地来建立会堂。
You can see that the centurion actually built their synagogue.
一方面，我们看到他对这个当地这个百姓的这个爱。
So on the one hand, we can see that the centurion has love for his people.
另外，我们要看到这个百夫长他是一个敬畏神的人。
We can also see that the centurion is a man who has a fear of God.
对他在这个地方呢，他不是说通过高压的手段去统治人民。
And we see that he did not oppress his people.
而且他是这个有爱的行动，他尊重他们的信仰。
He actually has the action of love. He respect Jewish people.
我觉得就是这一点，我觉得从现在这个社会，从当今这个社会呢，我觉得现在的好多政治领袖也没法做到这一点。
So even in the political situations nowadays, we see that many political leaders cannot even do things like that.
而我们中国在大陆已经开放这个都几十年了。
So you can see that China has been reformed and open for many decades.
这个从这个写的好像应该就是说的是宗教这个信仰应该是自由的。
So they claim to give religious freedom.
那么就在最近呢，就在浙江省啊，就是就发生了这个强行拆毁这个教会十字架的事。
However, even recently we heard about news in the Zhejiang province that the government still they force people to take down the cross from the church.
那么如果我们要继续往下看的话，我们就会从百夫长他的话语中能看到这个百夫长的信心。
So we the following verses will see the faith of the centurion.
所以这个信心呢是应该有行为的。
Because faith will need to be coupled with actions.
所以这个百夫长啊，他能够来求耶稣呢，就是他一个信心行为的一个表现。
For the centurion to have enough faith so that he come to ask healings from Jesus, that is his action speaking of his faith.
我们说信心呢是在里边的。
We know that faith is inside.
那么行为呢是在外面的。
Actions is outwardly seen.
如果你的信心如果人没有爱心的行动，别人就不可能知道你有信心。
If you have faith, but you don't have actions of love, then people will not know that you have faith.
我想我们大家都会熟悉这个雅各他说的那个，雅各书他说的说，信心没有行为是死的。
We are all familiar with what James says in his the book of James. It says that the faith without action is dead.
所以信心和行为是不可分开的。
So we cannot separate faith and action.
那么当这个约翰他讲这个信心和行为的关系的时候呢，他没有用行为这个词。
So when Apostle John he talked about faith and action, he did not use action.
但是在约翰一书里边他就写到这个用爱来表示。
He did not use the word action, he uses the word love to represent action.
对，他就在约翰一书四章七节他说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱。
In the first John, he said that brothers, we need to love one another.
因为爱是从神来。
Because love comes from God.
凡有爱心的都是由神而生。
For those who have love are born of God.
并且认识神。
They know God.
没有爱心的就不认识神。
Who do not have love do not know God.
是神就是爱。
Because God is love.
所以这百夫长呢，用他的爱心行动呢，证明了他的信心。
So the centurion actually used his loving actions to prove that he has faith.
对，这弟兄姐妹，我们也常常谈到爱。
So brothers and sisters, we talk about love often.
但是我们的爱有没有条件
？But is our love conditional love?
我们的爱有没有选择
？Is our love make choices?
对，我们常常会在头脑框框里面，可能就会先定一个架构，说哪些人。是我可以爱，哪些人可能不可爱。
We often have a framework. Within the framework, we put in people we love. We think worthy of our love. And outside of the framework, we put people that we don't think is worthy of our love.
所以让我们能够审查自己，我们活出基督的爱。
So let's all examine ourselves to see if we can really live out love.
所以我们要求神来帮助我们。
So we ask the Lord to help us.
给我们一个像百夫长这么一个爱心。
To give us the kind of love that the centurion had.
我们爱神爱人，不论是在什么样的环境。
So under any circumstances, we love God and love people.
不论有什么样的条件。
And it's not conditional.
也不论是什么样的对象。
And also doesn't matter who the person is.
那么百夫长的这个第二个方面，我们可以看他就是百夫长是很谦卑的一个人。
We can also see a good character of the centurion from the second point, which means that he is a humble man.
我们从这边有几个字你可以看出来，他就说不必劳驾。
So here, from a few words, we can see how he is a humble person. He says that do not trouble yourself.
并且说你到舍下来。
You come to my humble house.
再还有就是说实在不敢当。
I do not deserve.
对这就还有就这个。我们要是看前边那个第四节，就是说百夫这些长老他们来求耶稣的时候呢，他们认为他说什么？说是这个人是配得的，说这个百夫长他做了好事，他是配得耶稣去治。
We can see from verse 4 that these elders when they came to plead with Jesus, they said about the centurion, they're saying that this man deserved to have Jesus doing that.
但是百夫长在这边，他觉得他自己啊没有资格，觉得他自己不配。
However, the centurion feels that he does not deserve.
那这就可以明显的对照，就是这百夫长他是一个很谦卑的人。
So from here, we can see that he is a humble man.
对他作为百夫长，他完全这个可以就是刚才讲，让命令让耶稣来。
So here we can see that the centurion actually can order people to ask Jesus to come.
但是呢，他选择这个就是去求耶稣。
But he chose to have people to go and plead with Jesus.
他选择了这个谦卑。
He chose humility.
知道这个。就是说他这样做实际上就是他要放下他自己的尊严。
We know that when he did this, he has to put down his pride.
对，这个谦卑的另一个含义就是还有一个就是说认为他自己不配。
And on the other hand, we see that he really feels that he is not worthy.
对啊，凡是觉得自己不配的人呢，他就是说这个自己不会配的人他才能够谦虚的才能够来到耶稣的面前。
So because you have to really feel like you're not worthy of it so that you can be able to come and be close to God.
只有这个谦卑他觉得配的人呢才能够得救。
Only those people who are humble who feel that they are not worthy they are eventually worthy of salvation.
所以这骄傲的人呢他不会来到主的面前。
People who are proud will not come to Jesus.
圣经里边也说这个谦卑的人是有福的。
And the Bible also says that people who are humble, they're blessed.
说是因为天国是他们的。
Because the kingdom is theirs.
所以谦卑的人呢，也往往是对神有信心的人。
So people who are humble, they're the kind of people who actually have faith in God.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为谦卑人知道自己的有限。
Because humble people know the limit.
知道自己的软弱
they know their weakness.
也就更能够寻求主更能够依靠主
so the more they would like to seek God to rely on God
实际上你看这个圣经里边有好多信心的伟人他都是很谦卑的
so we see that the heroes of faith in the Bible are all people of humility
对吧亚伯拉罕呢他就把自己叫做比作灰尘、
Abraham thinks of himself as dust
约伯他也说自己是卑贱的
Job called himself as lowly.
大卫呢，他也说他自己是个床。
David calls himself as worm.
还有以赛亚，他觉得是自己的这个嘴唇不洁。
The Isaiah thinks that he has unclean lips.
就包括这个新约，我们知道这个保罗。
Even in the New Testament, Apostle Paul.
保罗他说自己，他说自己是一个罪魁。
He calls himself the worst of the sinners.
所以百夫长在这边，他表现自己的不配，他是一个何等谦卑啊，是一个。尊主伟大的人。
So for the centurions to feel that he is not worthy, does not deserve Jesus to come, and it shows that he is a man of humility.
那么他是值得我们效法。
So he is worthy of our to be an example for us.
那么我们从看这个，他不仅是一个有爱心的人，他是一个谦卑人，另外他是一个有信心的人。
So we know that he is a man of love, he is a man of humility, he is also a man of faith.
他的信心呢是表现在哪？有三个方面可以表现出来。
So from three aspects, we can see his faith.
第一个，他确信耶稣呢是救主。
First, he is sure that Jesus is the savior of the world.
你看他这个来到这个主就是让他这个朋友说，他说叫耶稣要叫做主啊。
So when his friend came to Jesus. He called Jesus Lord.
这就表示他对耶稣的信心。
That shows his faith to the Lord, to Jesus.
他承认耶稣是主。
He admit that Jesus is the Lord.
他愿意顺服耶稣的主权。
He is willing to submit to the authority of Jesus.
接受耶稣做他的救主。
To accept Jesus as his savior.
如果我们到前面看那个几个这个长老犹太人长老，他到耶稣跟你怎么说呢？刚开始就说。你没给他，你给他治这个病，就是没有称耶稣为主。
So we see that the elders when they went to Jesus, they did not call Jesus Lord.
他对，那么他们没有称呼耶稣是主，就是说他们对耶稣的认识 还是停留在这个耶稣啊只有治病和这个医治能力这个阶段上。
So these elders did not call Jesus the Lord because their understanding of Jesus is still at the level of Jesus being the healer or the miracle maker.
他们相信啊耶稣啊是先知。
They believe that Jesus is a prophet.
但是他们却没有办法接受耶稣呢是救主是弥赛亚。
But then they cannot accept the Jesus is the Savior. He is the Messiah.
说这些长老来找这个耶稣呢，他们只是来求神迹。
So the elders went to Jesus to ask for a miracle.
所以这个在这个圣经常讲，就是犹太人呢是常常求神迹。
So in the Bible, Jesus called the Jewish people that they ask for miracles all the time.
所以耶稣也常常给一个大臣的儿子治病的时候说你们这个批评的犹太说你们若不看见神迹呢，你们总是不信。
So Jesus also, when he was healing a son of the high official, he has scolded at the people, said that you guys will not believe unless you see miracles.
所以这个耶稣呢，看到这个他们本国的这些人呢不信，所以是他这个耶稣很伤心。
So Jesus was greatly hurt, in a great sorrow when he sees that people of his own, homeland does not believe in Jesus.
可是呢，他看到这个罗马这个百夫长是一个外邦人。
And Jesus saw this Roman centurion, and he is actually a pagan.
确实相信，确实这个相信他，接受他。
But he believes in Jesus and accepts Jesus.
所以这个百夫长信心呢，让这个耶稣呢都感到稀奇。
So even the faith of the centurion was Jesus was amazed at the faith of the centurion.
其实就是说，实际上我们看圣经的话，就是这个耶稣呢在犹太呢行了许多的神迹奇事。
So in the Bible, we can see that Jesus actually have performed many miracles.
但是犹太人呢还是不信耶稣。
But the Jewish people still do not believe in Jesus.
可见这个就是这个神迹奇事呢，并不一定带人能够信耶稣。
So we know that miracle signs and acts do not necessarily bring people to Jesus to believe in Jesus.
关键是这个有没有一个悔改谦卑的心。
The key is that whether a person has a heart of repentance.
所以有些人说，哎呀，如果有多的神迹呢，我就会有更大的信心。
So some people said that when I see more miracles, I have bigger faith.
如果有更多的神迹的话，就有更多的人信主。
So if I have more faith, I lead more people to believe in Jesus.
其实我想，圣经就是给我们一将，给我们神早已拣选的这个一个民族，就是这个犹太人。
So we know that in the Bible, God chose a nation who is the Jewish people.
已经作为示范，告诉我们，就是说这个神迹，并不一定能够把人带到主面前。
And they give an example showing us that miracles do not necessarily bring people to Jesus to believe in Jesus.
从旧约，你看这个，从这个出埃及。
From the Old Testament,
在旷野是四十年。
Those people they from the Exodus and they leave Egypt and they are wandering in the wilderness.
神显了许多的神迹。
God performed many miracles.
但是最后这以色列呢还是不信。
But these Israelites they still did not believe.
所以在新约呢是耶稣首先是在这个。犹太人也行了许多神迹。
So in the New Testament, we know that Jesus performed many miracles among Jewish people.
所以按道理说，他们的信心应该是比别的民族更加坚固，对吧
？And it should be that these people have a lot more faith than other people.
但是他们常常为了这个追求神迹呢，却忽略了这个神自己。
So, but however, these people they seek miracles, but then they forget about God.
所以就失去了救恩。
So then they lose salvation.
我想在我们现今的时代呢，可能还有许多人还像这犹太人一样。
So nowadays we see that many people are probably still like the Jewish back then.
好像这个寻求的这个慕道朋友常说，哎呀，能够显个神迹呢，我就信。
Because many seekers may come and say, well, if I see a miracle, I will believe.
我们有些博士后，然后就说啊，给我找个工作，那么我就来教会。
Some postdocs will say, well, find me a job and then I'll come to church.
或者是父母跟他说给我女儿一个对象呢，我也就信。
And parents may say, "Well, find a spouse for my daughter, and then I believe in Jesus."
对，那么还有一些我们信主的弟兄姐妹。
Even for people who are already Christians.
说了有时候给主求啊，说主啊你要给我怎么怎么样，要不然的话就不来教会了。
And so the question should also, well, Lord, do this and that for me, otherwise I'm not going to go to church.
这是你嘴里边叫的主，但是心里边没有把主当作主。
So in your mouth you call the Lord Lord, however in your heart you do not consider him as your Lord.
这是就是说让主来作为仆人来为你来服务。
And in the contrary, you actually make God your servant and to serve your needs.
让主他来满足你的要求。
You make the Lord to satisfy your needs.
这不是信心。
So this is not faith.
这也不是真信心。
This is not real faith.
那么第二个方面就是说他确信耶稣的话语有能力。
Secondly, the faith of the centurion make him believe that Jesus' word has power.
你看他说只要你说一句话我的仆人就好了。
And he said that if you say something, my servant will be healed.
所以他并不是说不同意这个耶稣到他的家。
So he's actually not unwelcoming Jesus to come to his house.
因为他确信耶稣呢是神的儿子。
Because he actually firmly believed that Jesus is the Son of God.
所以他的话带着能力。
So Jesus' word has power.
这就是他的信心。
And that is his faith.
我们知道就是说我们翻开我们圣经第一页
If you open your Bible, the first page.
你看上面刚开第一页第一节说什么呢
？What is the first page, verse one? Tell us.
说起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
那么神创造天地是怎么创造的
？How does God create the heavens and the earth?
全是就是你看第三节说，神说要有光，就有了光。
And this read from verse 3, you see that God said that there be light, and there was light.
那么到第六节，神说，柱水之间要有空气，将水分上下，就出现了空气。
And then verse 6, and God said that there be expanse between waters to separate water from water.
那么整个你看第一章的话，一共有九个神说。
So throughout the entire chapter 1, there is places where it says God says.
那么神创造这个宇宙万物，他是靠什么呢
？And God created the universe. How does He do it?
他就是靠的话，就是神说，他就成了。
Through His words, because He says God said, God said.
所以在这里边呢，百夫长呢，他也相信这个神的话。
So here the centurion also believes in God's words.
他不需要看见耶稣就到他家里边。
He does not have to see or witness Jesus walking into his house.
他也不需要耶稣就到站到他仆人的这个床边。
And he did not need to see that Jesus was at his servant's bedside.
他也不需要他的这个耶稣呢，就是按手到这个仆人的身上。
He also did not need to see that Jesus laid his hands on the servant.
他确信这个耶稣呢，他口里所出的话就可以是这个仆人。
He knew and he was sure that the words of Jesus was enough to heal his servant.
那么正是由于他这个信心呢，所以耶稣就说：“你回去吧，照你的信心给你成全了。”
And just because of his faith, Jesus said that just go home, this will be done for you.
那么耶稣说这句话的时候呢，这个仆人就好了。
And as Jesus was saying that, the servant was healed.
那么耶稣也常常问在新约里边耶稣也常常问好多一些人。
So in the New Testament, Jesus also often asked questions.
他说你信这话吗
?He asked people, do you believe in this word?
这实际上就是一个信心的一个测验。
And this is actually a test of your faith.
所以我们也常常要问我们自己。
Therefore, oftentimes we should examine and ask ourselves.
说我们信耶稣的话吗
Do we believe in Jesus' words?
那么还有信心的另一个方面，第三方面就是说，他相信耶稣呢有绝对的权柄。
And the third aspect of the centurion's faith can be seen from his belief that Jesus has the absolute authority.
那百夫长呢，既然确信耶稣的话
，So the centurion believes in Jesus' words.
同时他也确信耶稣的权柄。
He also believed in Jesus' authority.
所以他说因为我自己也是在别人的权下，也有兵在我以下， 我对这个说去，他就去；对另一个说来，他就来；对我的仆人说做这个，他就做。
The centurion said, therefore I myself am a man under authority. With soldiers under me, I tell this one, go, and he goes. I tell that one, come, he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it.
对，他的意思就是说，对这个病人来说，对我可能对这个医生呢，都是一个难题。
Now, what I was trying to say was that the servant's sickness was difficult for himself or for a doctor.
但是对你这个耶稣来说，完全不算什么。
For you, Jesus, this is nothing.
因为什么？因为你有绝对的权柄。
Because you have the absolute authority.
啊，你可以就是命令这个病离开我这个仆人的身体。
You can order this sickness to leave the servant's body.
所以就是对鉴于这个百分的信心呢，耶稣就对耶稣以权柄宣告说：“照你的信心，给你成全了。”
So through the faith of the centurion, Jesus is proclaimed with his words to heal his servant, and the servant was healed.
所以我们要知道，这个耶稣也常常在门徒说，传道对门徒说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。”
So Jesus actually told his disciples that all the power, all the authority of the heavens and the earth was given to me.
所以耶稣呢，他拥有父神所赐给他的一切权柄。
So Jesus has all the authority from his Father.
我想我们常常有时候信心我觉得还是有软弱的。
So I oftentimes feel like our faith is weak.
我们很多时候我们可能还是怀疑耶稣的权柄。
And many times we actually doubt the authority of Jesus.
我们有时候别人谈论我们交谈的时候。
So a lot of times in our conversations with others,
我们最后结论就是什么？说我们祷告交给神吧。
那 we'll say, oh, let's pray. We just lift everything to God.
这是我们有时候还心里会是，有时候还有是不是真的？耶稣可不可以？对。
Maybe when we say that in our hearts, we are doubting. Say, well, does God really care? Will He really take care of it?
这也是耶稣会管吗？他想吗？
Can Jesus really do it?
实际上有时候这还是对耶稣主权的一个怀疑。
And this is actually our doubt against Jesus' authority.
所以这个我们也知道当这个彼得在水上面，耶稣让这个叫彼得在水上走的时候。
So we also know that when Peter was walking in water,
他当时心里一怀疑马上就掉下去了。
So he started to have doubts, he fell into the water.
你看这个就是信心，这也是一个信心的这个表现。
And this is also how I demonstrate to us strong faith versus weak faith.
我想我们有时候这个信心软弱，我们可能就跌倒了。
So we know that the moment that our faith is weak, we will fall.
所以我觉得这个百夫长呢，他的信心呢是值得我们效法的。
So we should really follow the faith of the centurion.
而且百夫长他出门的时候呢，他这个仆人还是一个瘫痪的人。
The centurion left his house. His servant was still paralyzed.
所以他回来的时候，我想这个仆人已经完全得到医治。
When he returned, he saw that his servant was completely healed.
那么他们这个全家肯定一定是满这个欢喜快乐。
So his whole family was filled with joy.
那么这个变化呢，都是因为这个百夫长的信心。
So such a transformation was because of the faith of the centurion.
并且这个信心呢，是一个。奇特的信心。
And such faith is an amazing faith.
对，这连耶稣都惊奇的一个信心。
Even Jesus was amazed at his faith.
所以这个百夫长呢，他是我们一个学习的榜样。
So the centurion is our role model.
他的爱心，他的谦卑，还有他这个信心。
His love, his humility, and his faith.
那么最后呢，我给大家介绍一个有信心的，我所认识一个有信心的人。
At the end, I am going to introduce you a man of faith that I know personally.
他在今年这个5月7日过世。
And this year, May 7th, he passed away.
他就是我的岳父。
He is my father-in-law.
对，他这个，我的岳父呢，他是一个对主有信心的人。
My father-in-law is a man of faith.
他七年后呢，为主坐牢14年。
He was in prison for twice, 14 years for the Lord.
第一次呢，为传福音坐牢6年。
The first time he was in prison for 6 years because he was spreading the gospel.
出来以后又继续传。
After he was released, he continued to spread the gospel.
坐牢这个8年。
And then the second time he was in prison for 8 years.
1982年这个出狱。
In 1982, he was released.
啊，没有过几年呢，他又在这个全国各地呢就这个颂发啊颂发圣经。
Not long after, he started to give out Bibles all over China.
所以一直到了这个九五年得病，这个半身不遂。
Until 1995, he was sick and then he became paralyzed.
所以这个一直躺卧在床休息治疗。
He has been bedridden since then.
所以我结婚以后呢，我一直知道他是一个爱主的人。
So when I married my wife, I knew that he is a man who loved the Lord.
那么我知道他爱主的人，但是一直到他的信心呢，我一直到了这个2004年呢，我才真正了解。
But however, it was not until year 2004 did I deeply realize and understand his faith.
因为那个时候呢，我岳母给他这个办移民。
At that time, my mother-in-law was applying for his immigration to the U.S.
他要到广州啊，这个领事馆去办签证。
So my father-in-law has to go to 广州 in China to apply for a visa.
所以签证官因为这个当时这些。表格填到就是有两次坐牢。
So the visa officer saw that in his application, but he said that he was in prison twice.
那么这个签证官就让他提供这个材料来证明他是怎么坐牢。
So the visa officer asked him to provide more explanations or more materials to talk about his imprisonment.
那么材料呢？当时全是中文。
And all these materials were in Chinese.
所以我岳母就寄给我，让我给他翻译。
So my mother-in-law sent those materials to me so that I could translate.
所以当我翻译的时候呢，我才看到这些材料。
So when I was translating for her, I read these materials.
那么这个呢，就是说这个1977年8月31号，北京市中级人民法院这个刑事判决书。
So this you can see, this is the sentencing from 1977, it's in August 31st, and that's in the Beijing People's Court.
那么就这个就是提到他是我想我就不需要一念，而且大家都已经看了半天
了。So I'm not going to read everything word by word.
对，这里边提到呢，他就是这个他的罪行是披着这个宗教外衣进行反革命复辟活动。秘密串联交换反动观点，组织这个非法的秘密聚会，研究教会的复兴形式，制造散布所谓的神机骑士的反动言论，蛊惑人心，污蔑社会主义制度。
So he was these are the crimes that he has committed. He said that under the cover of religious activities, he actually was doing counter-revolutionary activities, and he organized secretive meetings, and he talked about counter-revolutionary theories, and he organized illegal secretive meetings, and he studies how to oppose the situations, and he also started and he spread all these words of miracles and to cheat people of their hearts, and he actually put down the society that is under socialism.
那么在最后的判决书中呢，他就是说，我们看一下，按照这个党的这个坦白从宽啊，抗拒从严的这个精神呢，说是这个我岳父呢，他判的最重。
The People's Court actually has the rule saying that if you were to speak of the truth, then your punishment is going to be less. If you do not admit your sins, then you actually are going to be punished badly. So then here, they are saying that my father-in-law actually is not willing to admit to his sins.
对，因为他说这个罪行严重，而且这个被捕后呢，拒不认罪，态度极坏，判处有期徒刑15年。
So they said that my father-in-law was of great crimes, and he was not admitting his own crime, and his attitude was bad, and therefore they sentenced him to 15 years in prison.
那么就是说，当时呢，有他一共有三个和他被捕的，还有另外两个弟兄。
So at that time, actually, two others were also arrested with him.
其实他这个态度极坏呢，就是他就不承认啊。就是他信耶稣是错的。
When they said that he has a bad attitude, that means that he was not admitting that his believing in Jesus was something wrong.
那么他就是判的就最重。
So he receives the heaviest punishment.
那么后来因为这个四人帮垮台，改革开放。
So after the fall of the Gang of the Four, the Chinese start to reform and start to open up.
所以这个没有法院的这个重新审判。
So there wasn't a retrial of his case.
所以北京市公安局呢，就是在1982年7月27日就做出一个关于释放他的决定。
So at that time in 1982, in Beijing, the police department decided the following.
所以这边提到是鉴于这个罪嫌较轻，已经关押了8年多，决定不再追究刑事责任，宣布释放。
Therefore, they said that they considered that his crime was not actually light, and he's been in prison for about more than 8 years. So they decided not to go after more of his criminal responsibilities, and therefore they announced that he's free.
所以这你可以看一下前面那个提醒，说是罪嫌严重。
In the beginning, he was sentenced because his crime was heavy.
那么这边呢，又说鉴于这个罪嫌较轻，这中间没有做过任何事情啊。
And later on, he was described as his crime being light. So in between time, he hasn't done anything.
法院也没有重新审判，就说一个罪嫌较轻，这就让你出去了。
So there wasn't a retrial or anything. However, they just they decided that his crime was not serious.
所以我就是当时一边翻译的时候，我就对这个约父他对神的这个信心就说感动。
As I was translating for him on these documents, I start to realize the realm of his faith.
这个提到就是他坚持这个反动立场啊，拒不认罪，就是说他这个宁可他坚持他的信仰，宁可坐牢。也不妥协。
And he was described as that he was withholding his opposition theories, and he would not admit to his own crimes. That means that he actually holds steadfast of his faith under persecution.
那么他第一次坐牢是在他也是在大学毕业的时候，还是你很年轻的时候。那个时候应该说是坐牢了，你可以说是这个。出生之徒不怕虎。
So when he was first in prison, he actually just got out of college not long after. And we can say that he did that because he didn't know what he was getting for himself.
那么到第二次呢，那么就是明知故犯。
And the second time when he was in prison, we can say that he knew what he was getting himself into, but he did it anyway.
所以他当第二次被抓的时候呢，家里边就是有一个这个妻子还有17岁的儿子还有15岁的女儿。
When he was arrested the second time, he has a wife and he also has a daughter of 15 years old.
你要知道在当时你坐牢的时候，你这个不光是你个人的事情。
We have to know that at that time, if one person is imprisoned, it's not just a personal matter.
你还牵涉到你的子女。
That involves your children.
牵涉你子女的升学，牵涉你子女的找工作。
The schooling of your children and how they're going to be able to find jobs.
那个见证的哥哥呢，就是因为这个他的爸爸事情呢，当时他是被选拔作为飞行员，最后就取消了这个飞行员的资格。
My wife, Jingjing's brother, at that time he was eligible to become a pilot. However, he has to give it up because of the father's imprisonment.
所以在那种这个比较艰难的情况下呢，如果你坚持信仰，你不知道你要坐多长时间的牢。
At that time, if you persist, or you hold on to your belief in Jesus, you will not know how long you're going to be imprisoned. You also will not know what's going to happen to your family.
You don't
know how much the cost is going to cost your family.
And
your children could pay for their entire life.
我们现在知道这个中国以后有了这个改革开放，形势有了变化。
And we know that nowadays in China, after the reform and opening, things are a little bit different.
但是如果你处在当时的情况下，你不知道那个以后情况有什么变化。
However, if you were him at his time, you did not know what's going to happen ahead of him.
你不知道以后还有没有改革开放。
And you would not know that if there was going to be reform or any opening.
所以我想这个岳父他只要之所以不疑惑，他对神有信心。
For my father-in-law, he has no doubt because he has strong faith.
他也因为知道这个神呢是靠得住。
He knew that he could rely on his God.
所以神就是也没有因为他判的刑多 这都做，最后这15年是做了8年就出来了。
So although he was sentenced to 15 years in prison, he ended up being in prison for just 8 years.
还有就是他当时去这个移民局去这个领事馆去办签证的时候呢，他也是靠信心。
And when he was applying for a visa, he went with faith.
就是他前面有好多人都被拒了。
Because many people in front of him were denied a visa.
他是坐着轮椅去在那个面谈。
And he went in a wheelchair.
这个很明显，这个签证官看得很清楚你这个是一个行动不便人，你要来到美国。
And it was obvious to the visa officer that this person is disabled and he was applying to go to the U.S.
但是感谢神呢，他得到了这个签证，神把他带到美国。
However, praise the Lord, he got the visa and he came to the U.S.
神也看顾他的老仆人，让他在这个美国呢，这个度过了他愉快的这个晚年。
And God also took care of his own servant. And in the U.S., he spent a peaceful rest of his life here.
所以弟兄姐妹，就是说我们要对神要有信心，神看顾他的仆人。
So brothers and sisters, we need to have strong faith in God. God takes care of his servants.
所以基督徒的信心不仅要表现在教育上，对耶稣基督乃是救主的确认。
Therefore, we know that the faith of Christians do not only can only be bound in the education by being educated on the work of Jesus.
并且在行动上也要表现出我们对耶稣基督的依靠。
And in our actions, we have to show that we rely on God.
百夫长他称耶稣为救主，又肯来到耶稣的面前。
And the centurion, he knew that Jesus is the Savior. He was willing to come before the Lord.
正因为他有这样的信心呢，他得到了耶稣的称赞。
And because of his faith, he was praised by Jesus.
正因为他有这样的信心呢，他的仆人的病得到医治。
And because of his faith, his servant's sickness was healed.
也正因为他的信心呢，他的愿望得到实现。
And because of his faith, his wish was granted.
我想神今天也要我们有同样的信心。
Today, God asks us to have the same kind of faith.
就是我们要不仅确信耶稣他是救主。
For one, we have to know to be sure that Jesus is the Savior.
并且也愿意谦卑地来到他的面前。
And to be willing to come before him humbly.
向他祈求。
To plead with him.
我们不仅要口里承认，心里相信。
We call him the Lord with our mouth and we believe in him in our heart.
而且我们要把我们信心在我们生活中要流露出来，要彰显出来。
We have to show our faith through our actions.
我们要把一切的荣耀归给神。
We give all glory to the Lord.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
是的，主呀，求你谢谢你今天借着这段信息再一次向我们说话。
Yes, Lord, we thank you for giving us your words through the message.
主呀，求你赐给我们像百夫长那样的信心和爱心。
We ask you to give us the same kind of faith and love, just like what you have given to the centurion.
也是我们谦卑在你的面前。
Help us to be humble before you.
主呀，蒙你所用。
So we can be used by you.
主啊，求你来帮助我们，使我们能够在生活中操练我们的信心。
Lord, we ask you to help us so that we can exercise our faith every day.
好叫耶稣在我们的生活中，在我们的工作中，在我们的服事中彰显出来。
So that Jesus can be revealed in our lives, our work, and our service.
是神的名得荣耀。
So your name can be glorified.
我们这样祷告，不配奉救主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.